This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's BetQL Daily from BetQL.
BetQL Daily,
presented by FanDuel.
Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giulio with you. A lot going on today. A lot to react to over the weekend. We'll check in with Grant Paulson from MLB Network Radio and 106.7 The Fan in D.C. coming up in about 20 minutes at the top of the hour. I know he's got a lot to say on everything going on with Major League Baseball and all the trades that we saw. And we'll also take a look ahead at the NFC East. If you don't know where to go with that division, I certainly understand why. We talk about it on a regular basis here. But this is a huge story in the NHL, and they're conducting an investigation, which they hope to conclude by the time of training camp. And we're talking about the next month or two. If you missed this one, Evander Kane, allegations by his wife that he bet on his own games and he tried to lose games for profits. Of course, Kane comes out. He says, "I never bet on hockey. I never bet on the Sharks. I never attempted to throw a game." Joe, where do we start with this? Because there is so much here with this story that comes out over the weekend. NHL obviously looking into it. But, man, are there a lot of tentacles to this one.
Yeah, the first thing I looked at, because whenever there's a claim or whenever there's an issue between two parties, obviously this is a couple here. Like, my first thought is this coming out of nowhere because someone is disgruntled in a relationship? But this is not. So Evander Kane has filed for bankruptcy despite signing a $49 million contract at one point in the NHL. And he listed $1.5 million in gambling debts when he sought bankruptcy protection. So there's something going on with Evander Kane independent of what his wife's claim is, right? It seems like he has a significant gambling issue. He's gone bankrupt. He's lost almost all the money he's made playing professional hockey. So there's something there that we could base her claims off of. That raised my eyebrow. Like, okay, this isn't just like, oh, she's upset. She's saying he's doing these things. Maybe it's crazy. He's in a bad way. And perhaps what she's saying is true, which has so many implications on so much.
So he's a celebrity, has a huge contract. What are casinos going to do? They're going to give you a marker. Like, yeah, sure. We'll spot you, man. No problem. He was betting in 2019 at a casino on the Strip while they were playing a playoff series against the Knights. Okay. He's being sued by this casino because he failed to repay a gambling debt of $500,000. Guy's a better. I think that's been established over the years. There are a bunch of stories. Talk to anyone in Vegas. They'll tell you about this. Guy's a better. But doesn't mean he bet on the Sharks. Doesn't mean he bet against the Sharks. Let's start here. Have we decided if it's okay for you to bet on sports to bet on yourself? UFC fighters do it all the time. Can you bet on yourself? Or is that not allowed as well? We all know it's wrong. You can't bet against your own team. But what about if you're betting on yourself or you're betting on your team?
Yeah, I would lean no, that it's not okay. Like anything that involves your competition, I think you should have to stay away. I mean, it goes back to the whole Pete Rose thing, right? Way back in the day.
That was his argument.
Right. I always bet on my team. And yeah, my argument was when I was a little kid was like, wait a second. If you're going all out to win on a Tuesday, you're hurting your team on Wednesday, Pete, right? That's the way the sport works. You can't just try to, you know, there's an issue with that. And I know individual sports are different here and whatnot, but Joe, I think that's a problem. And if you start doing that, eventually it could bleed the other way. Like, because the bottom line is we know this, when you're trying to wager, you want to win, right? You're wagering to win, not just to do it. You want to win. Every one of our listeners tries to win. That's why they listen to us and do what they do to get ready. I mean, it's a problem. If he's betting on hockey, even on himself, I think there's a problem there.
We can go way back and talk about the Black Sox, or like you mentioned with Pete Rose, there's of course Tim Donaghy. Was it the NFL in the 60s? Didn't they suspend Paul Hornung and Alex Karras for an entire season for gambling on the NFL at some lower levels? There have been some college basketball stuff. You probably know all about the Boston College scandal.
Sure.
With the ties to Henry Hill, right? I think there was a documentary on that over the last couple of years. It's happened in the past, and it's going to continue to happen. Here's the issue. Here's why the NHL is shaking in their boots today. And this is for all the leagues. They were hoping it wouldn't happen this quickly, but here we are. You're in bed with the sports books. So this is the trick spot they're in. Not one book, not two. Like, I started Googling today the NHL sports betting partners, and I don't even know if I have the right number, Joji. I found our friends at FanDuel, MGM, William Hill, PointsBet, Betway, Bally's. Maybe there's more. I stopped looking. So it's not one official partner. I counted six. So, and I know it was perfect timing for all the sports leagues because now they're getting some of the money that they lost during the pandemic. And you certainly understand why. And this is why there's so much sports betting coverage and there's going to be more of it. But this is the trick spot for the leagues. They were hoping this wasn't going to happen right away. And I don't think it has anything to do with legalization because this was going to happen no matter what. We were talking about a late Las Vegas casino in the Evander Kane case, but it's terrible optics.
It's bad. And Joe, I agree with you. I don't think this has anything to do with the fact that it is legal now in a lot of states. And these leagues are in bed with these sports books, including FanDuel. I don't think that's the problem. But here is what is a problem for the NHL or any sport. There's more people betting on sports, right? That means more upset people, right? When this happened back in the day, you know, however people wage through a bookie or whatever, like those people were upset, but it was a smaller subset of people. And guess what? Who are they going to complain to? Like, who are you going to go to? It was all underground anyway, right? Now it's your audience. It's your fans. And the problem for these leagues is, Joe, they're pushing their fans.
They're promoting it.
They're promoting it. They're telling, watch the game. Go wager on the Sharks, right? Here's how you do it. It's pretty easy. Well, then the average person who's like, all right, cool. I'll put $10 in the Sharks tonight. If you find out, even if it's just like a thought, that game was thrown through all this, you're going to be upset. Like, then you're upset at the product. This is that worry that they're always going to have. Now, we don't know this happened yet. So that's part of the deal. But it's out there. And his wife is claiming it did. Obviously, she's very upset with him for a lot of reasons, but she's going public with this, which is a mess for the NHL. I don't know how they handle this now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Yeah, we don't know if it has happened, but guess what? It's going to happen. So I'm sure it's the same for you in Philadelphia when you're turning on the Phillies or any of the local broadcasts, like it is for me with the Cubs and the White Sox. You know what they're doing the last 5 minutes of the pregame show? They've got a segment brought to you by a sports book.
Yep.
And guess what? They're telling you, in your case, probably to bet on the Phillies or to bet on a Phillies player to hit a home run because they're doing the same thing in this market. You're right. And what's happening at the stadiums? It's everywhere. So that's part of the problem. But they signed up for this. They knew we were going to get here.
They did. I think I'll be fascinated to see how they handle it and how far they go with punishment. And regardless, like, whether they conclude he did it, but, like, is it time to make an example of someone that has an issue like Evander Kane, right?
I don't think they want to do that.
So you think they leave it alone?
I want more details about who's handling the investigation. If it's an internal investigation, antennas up, I don't think the NHL is going to do much. Are they going to do something? They'll do something just so everyone isn't criticizing them, but they don't want all eyes on the sport with due to Evander Kane's gambling during the offseason. Like, that's not what they want. If it's – don't you kind of throw a side eye when you see – an internal investigation, and here are the results of our internal investigation conducted by no one from outside our organization. Okay. Oh, shocking. You found nothing.
Yeah. You turned over every rock inside one room and you found nothing.
Yeah.
Here's what I am guaranteeing is happening. A lot of eyes from the NFL, from Major League Baseball, from the NBA. They're all watching how this thing plays out, because you're right. He's one. And this might be extreme because he might have bigger issues than just, you know, wanting to make a couple bucks. Mm-hmm. But this will happen eventually in all these sports. And how the NHL handles it, how big this is, will go a long way into how the NFL handles it when it eventually becomes – if this ever happened in the NFL, oh, boy, it'd be a big deal.
With all the money? Yeah. I mean, of the four major sports, obviously the least amount of money is wagered on the NHL.
Right.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I know the Knights take a lot of money every time they play out in Las Vegas from their fan base. But yeah. If it's the NFL, if it's the NBA, oh, the Donaghy League? Oh, man.
It'll not be again.
No.
Not again.
BetQL Daily, Joe O and Joe G with you. We started off the show talking about the trade deadline and, of course, Bryant being the third Cub to homer in his debut. But Berríos made his debut for Toronto yesterday. A nice addition to that rotation. He threw 6 shutout innings, 7 strikeouts, and only 1 walk. So a nice performance from Berríos. The Blue Jays finish off the 3-game sweep against Kansas City. Everybody's talking, of course, about the Red Sox, the Rays, the Yankees. Watch out for that fourth team.
Run differential over 100 right now, one of only 5 teams in baseball. They're only 3.5 back. And Joe, the Red Sox, and we kind of hit on this right when we came out of the All-Star break, they didn't feel to me like a team that could go the distance in first place. The Rays swept them this weekend. Boston is now out of first place. Boston is a wild card team. I'm looking right now, and I'm looking at the 2 teams in the AL wildcard spots, the Red Sox and the A's. And Joe, I don't know if – I'm going to say right now, I don't think both are there by the end of the season. Are both out? Is one out? Yeah. Is what? But the Yankees and Jays are coming. The Yankees and Jays are on their way.
Most of the year we've talked about the wide-open American League. Is this still wide open?
Yeah.
I wonder that – because I was impressed with the addition of Kimbrel to the White Sox. And those – those closers, even though we don't know that he's going to be the closer, as impactful as anything that you can add right now. Jake Kassan, you're our college baseball guy. Can you help me out? What happened with the Mets and Rocker? So they have announced that they're not going to sign their 10th pick?
Yeah, so they didn't even give him a contract offer because of his arm and concerns about his health. So they just said, all right, you know, and this was their whole draft plan, to go above slot for Rocker, and they went below slot for all their other picks. So this is a huge fault for them, and he's electing to not even go back to Vandy. He's going to play somewhere else, maybe Japan.
Wow, that's crazy.
So now he goes back in the draft.
And he's a Boris guy.
Yeah, so he goes back in the draft next year. The Mets get an early pick, I guess, the 11th, one slot different than the one this year. But that, I mean, he was 6 months ago, he was the guy in this draft. And then he would have a great year, the injury, and now he's just out there.
I'd be so mad at my team. Oh, top 10 pick? We got nothing?
Just sign him and give him surgery and fix him.
Yeah. I don't. Boris comes into play there.
He refused to do a physical beforehand, too.
Oh, jeez. You know Boris is working his magic here. Hey, I understand why some teams don't want to draft Boris clients. Joe G. We'll check in with Grant Paulson from MLB Network Radio and 106.7 The Fan in D.C. next. This is BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel.